Thanks so much to Megan. Megan was a bit anxious about the reading because of those great names I gave her, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachim, Nekib, yeah, exactly. But she did it brilliantly well, so thank you so much. Now let's bow our heads in just a moment's prayer before we have a story today. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and its completeness and the fact that from beginning to end it points us to your Son, Jesus, and how we might have the restored relationship with you that we might be thinking about today. Guide us, Lord, we pray, as we seek to understand your heart for us and how our heart might be holy for you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, sometime since he's been here, I'm going to need Russell. But not because sometime since you've been here, you come very regularly. But it's a little visitor in the bag there, Russell, if you would like to handle. Russell has a certificate in animal handling, and he's allowed to release the little monkey from the bag. You know, he had disappeared for some years. He was lost in the church in Marilyn. And unfortunately, and this is quite true, his clothes had decomposed. But now he is back. And look at him. Unfortunately naked, but happy. So it's good to have him along with us. So once upon a time, boys and girls, there was a little monkey. And what an adventure he had. Little monkey and his friends, the other little animals, please don't build your part too much, Russell. Little monkey and his friends, the other little animals, had heard the adults in the jungle talking about the importance of the heart of the jungle. And next time I say that phrase, but not every time, because it does get annoying, I want you to add the suspense by saying, in the style of a recent movie, da-da-da! The heart of the jungle. Thank you. See, but if you do it every time, it really is annoying. So the heart of the jungle, don't do it, sounded mysterious, wonderful, and inspiring. As the little animals got older, they decided, as a lot of animals before them had done, that's deciding, to go and find the heart of the jungle. This would be an appropriate time. The heart of the jungle. Excellent. So little monkey and a few of his friends decided they would set out on a quest to try and locate it. Don't say it. So little monkey and his friends decided to go and find the heart of the jungle. They packed a lunch of banana sandwiches and they headed off. And they swung through the jungle looking for the heart of the jungle. They thought to themselves it could be a huge clearing with a giant monument, an enormous golden statue at the heart of it. It could be that they find an enormous ruby on a plinth at the middle of the jungle, glistening in the sunshine. Thank you. The heart of the jungle, they thought, must be something really impressive. This was an epic adventure. But you can guess what happened. The jungle can be a very confusing place. One tree looks very much like another. And as happens a lot in these stories, they got lost. And like most men on Father's Day, they were so embarrassed, they didn't want to ask directions, and they were too stubborn to stop, until they realized that they could not afford to stay lost. So they began to ask the question of all the animals, do you know where the heart of the jungle is? Yes. They asked each animal they met, and they followed the directions. Turn left here. That's good, Russell. Continue straight on. Turn left again. Keep going. No, don't get in the guitar. Come back this way. Until they find themselves at the heart of the jungle. This is appropriate. To their great surprise, they were just right back home. Amazing. Find the heart of the jungle at home. A little monkey got up the courage to ask his father. He said, Dad, we spent all day looking for the heart of the jungle. And the father said, and you found it right here, little monkey. Thank you. That's really touching. Don't do that. Little monkey said to his father, the way to the heart of the jungle is through the stomach. And he said, no. He said, the father, searching for something you had all the time, but didn't really appreciate. It's touching, isn't it? Thank you. No, don't do that again. I want Russell to go and sit over there. I don't do hugging even with unnatural and little animal people. So let's thank Russell and Little Monkey as they go and sit at the drums. Over the last number of weeks, we've been thinking about the heart a lot of the time. The Bible has plenty to say about our hearts. One of the things it says really early on, actually back in Genesis, is that God sees into our hearts. He sees the hearts of men. That the heart represents our truest self. It's who we are when nobody else is looking. It's us. It's the essence of us. And God says, and God knows, and God tells us in his word, that the human heart tends to go away from him a lot of the time. And in looking for answers in life, we often look in the wrong places, like Little Monkey and his friends. When we're trying to get that heart back again and be restored and made whole, we often go to completely the wrong places. We look for joy in the wrong place. We look for satisfaction and fulfillment in the wrong place. And the call of God very often in the Bible is just come back. Come back home. Come back and find the heart of God. The Father, heart of God, is a phrase we sometimes use. He asks us to call on him. And in Psalm 51, we'll be looking at this again in the next few weeks, the wonderful prayer, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Harry told us a few weeks ago, God takes away our old heart and gives us a new heart in our lives. It's the message of the prophets. And the story in our reading this morning, which might seem very far away, very ancient history, is a passage that gives us a real key and understanding. Talks about people who were literally, physically far away from God. They were in exile. And they came to their senses and they wanted to come home to God. And God, in that passage, was inviting them home again. Along with a new heart, God gives us a new start whenever we come back to him. The people in that reading arrived at a place because they had been very disobedient and had gone the wrong way, and they needed to come home to God. And God let them come back to him, washing them, cleansing them, giving a new beginning in him. On this Father's Day, the Father calls all of us, our Heavenly Father calls all of us back to him, back into a living relationship with him. Like David, we can say, create in me a clean heart, O God. Let's bow our heads in a moment's prayer and just ask that God would help us and understand the call of God on our lives to come back to him. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you that your voice is calling to us and that you have made a perfect way back to you in the person of your Son, Jesus, who shows us what a heart open to you is completely and wholly devoted to you is like. So, Lord God, we pray, help us to hear your voice and to come to our senses and to return to our loving Father. In Jesus' name, amen.